invaded Bobby's tina? Uh-oh. That's a dangerous, the guy screaming louder than you in Beis Medrash. I can't handle it. I can't. It's scary, they tell me. It's scary. You ever hear them? It's scary. I just can't. It's scary. Sometimes it's kinnik, sometimes it's sinner. Sometimes it's hakpodis. You know, you have hakpodis. Somebody should put something out on these subjects. David HaMelech. The Heilig Malbim says, I'm sorry. Yosef HaTzadik, before he was Nichshol, it says, V'loi V'yimoein, says the Heilig Malbim, Eishes Pektipa is coming at Yosef, and Yosef says, V'yimoein, I don't want to do that. Zokt, the Malbim, it doesn't say V'loi Ova. V'loi Ova means he didn't want to do it. Vayimoy means he said he didn't want to do it, but he did want to do it. How can you say that in the Heilig Yosef HaTzadik? They say the Malbim was written Ruach HaKodesh. Every word there is not stam. What the Malbim says. Yosef HaTzadik, how can we say such a thing? So we don't, in a billion years, we don't chop anyway. But for Pashup Shat, we have a lesson here. He wanted to do it. But he said, I don't want to. So he went along with the motions. I know people who have nesianus, and they're really unfortunately, but they won't confess to that where they're really holding. So they say, no, I'm from the good guys. So, all right, so you see it's not a Pasha Dezach, and then there's another one. They have a whole tumult over there. He went to Lassus Malacha, you know, his Malachta. So what does that mean? So Yesh Emre means that he wanted to be Nishol. He came in to be Nishol. And they say, so how can you say that? There's an Indian not to say a Gnai. There's a Maizer Rabbi Kiva that had Tainus on him. He said that Aaron, when Miriam had Saras, so did Aaron. And the Gemara has Tainus on. How can you douch on the Gnai? They say such a thing. Aaron also had Saras with him. There's Tainus on Gnai. So they have Tainus on. How can you touch that Yosef HaTzadik went to do such a Zach? Touch the other way. He went to do his work. No, there's a pshat that says no, Itaka wanted to. So they say, how do you, looking for a Gnai in Yosef HaTzadik? You know what the answer? They say, that's a shvach! He was ready to do such a thing and he pulled out. Pink bucket! He had it in him. He wasn't one of those types I'm not the type for this garbage. He wanted and he didn't. And according to the Gemara, and a Gemara is by far more than a Medrash, whatever the Medrash says is Kedush Kedushim. But and often the Gemara says, his name Aruma Bamita. How are you going to deal with that one? Yosef HaTzadik. Gemara says that. You know what that means? Chazal, it's not a Medrash. Medrash is plenty good too, but a Gemara? The Shivas, what actually happened? Shneim Aruma Bamita, what's going on here? Then there's a famous Gemara that the 10 drops of Zerah came out of his thing. What's going on here? Yeah, and he is the epitome. He is the man for the whole Daira Dairis. Neither see you say, thank you, Yosef HaTzadik. He's the man. So anybody who has any difficulties in kas, in kinna, in depression, in all kinds of Midas Reis, in gaiva, in shiplus, whatever, it's scary. Don't worry about it. You're working on it. You're trying to improve. You're on the good list. Laza. There is a yid that is not my type. I don't want to say his name. He's plenty choshev, but he's the extreme opposite of me, and he's very popular. He is heavy involved in all the Gehenim stories. He proves people think that the chassidim are in the no Gehenims. He opens up every single seedership from the Balatanya, which from Nachum Bresser will talk about Gehenim big time. And you're not getting away with anything. And they all held from Gehenim that it's a Metzius. And it's worse, the tiny drop of Gehenim is worse than the entire Nazi Holocaust a zillion times. He has no Rachmanis, this fellow. I hold that he's doing a good job. And for many people, I would recommend try it. If you need it. I'm not making fun of this fellow, because they say he has 500,000 people listening to him. He can't beat success. He certainly is the most fascinating person around in this day and age to get away with things like that. Like, you mentioned Gehenna in the classroom. The next day, there's going to be a meeting about, you know, where your this child abuse. How dare you do that? Talk about Gehenna? This is heavy. You can't do that to children. So the Steipler brother says you should talk about Gehenna. But don't forget Gan Eden, you know. Don't get carried away. The kids would rather hear about Gehenna because it's more exciting. I'm serious. I was at a mother told me, Rabbi Mandel, my son loved you. Those stories of Gehenna were terrific. She wasn't kidding. That was a nachas. Love, get Rebbe, stories of Gehenna, tell us. They're like, it's fun because unfortunately it's not, you know, it's not taken the way. Anyway, but this fellow, he's a tzaddik and he does his thing. Everybody does his own thing. And he has his agenda and he say, hey, Hashem should help him right there. But, and he, I know that one thing he did say, and he really destroys, he, no rachmanis, he's against the entire, like, you know, oh, Avish, that's okay, you know, and nowadays Hashem understands, and all that stuff that we're into. And see them are into it plenty. And he fights the tooth and nail, and he knows how to do a good job, too. He proves, you know, you're not getting away. Don't play games over here. You know, it's not a Hefkevelt. You know, he's into that. So, there are nothing, they say, he's the Taina Halavaya should have a little Yira. He was looking to get a little year. It's not easy to have year. This fellow, Reb Nosson, but I'm not proud of him. Like, he knows how to be scared. You, but good. Anyway, here's the story. This fellow says that if you are frustrated about the sins that you did, and you're looking to do tshuva and you don't know how, that metzias takes away the whole Gehenna. Now he said it, I didn't. If he said that, you gonna fight him? He knows how to work. He knows how to be mean. He does all shame shemayim. I'm behind him 1,000,000%. I'm just not. I both don't speak that language. I have a different whatever. I'm. Everybody does his thing, but he said sedjazach. No. If you're trying, you know how much respect Hashem has for trying, for wanting. These things are not jokes. Take away the whole Gehenna because you have pain of that. My lights went out in Zeis Chanukah early. It's a sign that there's something wrong with me. I always knew there was something wrong with me. Now Hashem is letting me have it. So I was taught to laugh your head off at me. If you're one of those, Gelach, Danish can cup. It's a sign of your greatness. And you're being tested. It's a sign that it's time to laugh. Zaystakup. It's a sign that you are pile big Yeshuas much quicker than everyone else. You don't need it to burn forever. You are Zaycha quicker. You should know the Chalemais Akafi the Pisrei. The way you teach, that's what you are a Gantza Balabos in your destiny. Have a seat, Rabbi. Machta Chemish. Come tonight. Anyway. So, I just want to encourage everybody, put something out. Don't be afraid. Now, this fellow thought, by the way, the number one subject that I feel, maybe after B'tochen, B'tochen is very big these days. Everybody's running after it. But I think there's one thing more, and that's Kedusha and Yanam is hot. There's a lot of beautiful stuff on Kedusha. They put out a lot of these little things. So this fellow, I told him to put it out. So he felt there's so much out. I told people to write on Amunah. I said, but Mandel, competition. Don't give me this competition. Put something out. Competition. We're working together. If you succeed, then it's us. It's not you versus me. We don't compete. We're working together for the Yevishta. And if you're late shesamach bidulas achiv, then you get in room betumim. So if you do better than me, I can be a late shesamach. So it's a good business either way. We're us Jews, everything works. We're very happy with each other. Well, so you're better, I'm better. The Vayelah, I'm still going to try to be better. Anyway, Kid HaSefer is a big Indian. So, he told me how people came over to him to tell him that your Sefer turned me on more than any other Sefer. So everybody's got a Mukkim. The world has to hear from you, not the guy sitting next to you. There's something you can contribute that no one else can, but there's a 100 Sfarim out and no, don't give me this. I'm putting mine out. I have things that no one else, let's say you put something out and nobody likes it and nobody wants it. Oh, your stuff. You're not out of right, you know. You're not out of, by the way, if you want a lesson in doing things when you don't know if you're coming and going, come to me. Do you know that? They want to put out a book of my stuff now. They want to think. So, one thing they're all agreed on needs a, my B'tach Weekly needs a lot of work. To put that out, needs a lot of correction, editing. So that, all the guys involved decided that Tata Shavshir by Mendel needs a lot of it. So, I fought from the belt. You know, there are people. There's two. We have now Baruch Hashem Rabbi. We're going to get them in soon. Rabbi Shore. Lately, I'm getting more of a people. He rewrote my stuff. He's much more professional. It's beautiful. And I have a lot of people out there. I don't want your stuff. I want Rabbi Shore's. And I say, fine, take Rabbi Shore's. You know, for sure, I'm not competing with him. He's writing my stuff. But he writes it nice, and he goes to the mucker, and he's Givaldi. So, okay, he goes, take his. Yet, I have more than once been told by Yingelite, give me your stuff there with all those spelling mistakes. I relate to that. I'm a yeshivish guy, you know. I'm not one of these fancy guys that knows English right, you know, knows how to say it. I'm from those others. Give me one of them. I want one of them. I promise you. It happened to me a few times. So, what's up, tomato? You're doing wrong. Doing wrong. There's a mark of everybody. There's a Malkum. Why there's so many mistakes in the Torah of Matas Yosh, Marfuri Shalem, our dear beloved Ramatas Yosh. Jump out of that wheelchair and come back to himself. It's Chanuk, it's Zeis Chanuk, Matas Chaim, Matas Yosh, Chaim Benetel. Heilige Matas Yosh, Kain Gadol. Do something for Unzer Matas Yosh. Get him out of the whole matzah.
Amen.
I once did something for him in the Rebbe's Torah Masorah. We made a big L'chaim, and we, right afterwards, he had a major, it got much, much better than Matzah. So, we compiled. Just like we're the ones who got Rabashkin out of jail. If anybody wants to know who really, in fact, I told Rabashkin, guess why you're out of jail? It was me. He never met me. I said, well, my Vod, it was that week that the Vod said, we want him out of, you remember? Remember? We got together, we said, Rabashkin out of jail. So, I'm taking credit, by the way.
I think I
cried. So there. So we got. Yeah. So we got him out of jail. We take credit. Anyway, the ground of the Abishta also is part of this. That's like that carried away. Anyway, so what I want to say about the, Zeis Chanukah. The world's yours! I advise from Matzah Shehoz, all things, and what, I wanted to say something, Shmai. Yeah, he once said, before his Mashgiach in Lakewood, he spoke in the Capitol Hotel. The Shekel Chamaisa happened. Somebody's daughter jumped, fell out of a window. She was in a seminary because by mistake they sent her, whatever. There's a mistakes. So he gave a whole schmooze about how Yaakov Avinu's mistakes. Yaakov's mistake in Mashana Bein Abonim. Anybody want a course on how not to raise children? Go to Yaakov Avinu. Who favoritism? Don't give this person more than the other person, this child more than the other child. You're going to cause a Yosef spiel. So learn from Yaakov what not to do. Now Yaakov didn't know those rules. It's a summer question. He didn't chop that maybe we shouldn't be doing that. Summer kasha. I'll tell you my vote on that. I'm going to tell you how to make a vote. Why did he make him bigger than everyone else? Why did he learn with him more than everyone else? Tell you why. Why did he love him more than everyone else? You know why? What was Shomer Sadov? I'm bigger. What could save for problems with Arias? The way out of it, says the Rambam, League of Learning. Or, if you have a lot of love, if your parents really love you, you ain't going to be nishul nowhere. I know a mice of a family of shiksas, I don't know, of Friar Jews. I don't know who they are, but they say these girls, these Shena Medalach, went to colleges, the worst Tomadika places, and they had no shaykhs with what all the filth that Goyim do, because they came from so much love that they didn't need all this. Didn't mean anything to them. That's a big yisoy. The Velt says, Nashku bar penya enaf. It's a pasuk in Tilden, the first capital. Nashku bar, kiss your son, penya enaf. He shouldn't, the chas v'shalom. Those who are very broken, bad, they have a bad youth, they are more mesugal with kedusha problems. That's yidua. That they fall in because they're lonely and they feel, whatever it is. So if you love your son, so Yosef HaTzadik, when he saw his father's picture in front of him, what did that do to him? He remembered, Yisrael Avas Yosef Yosef Mikobonov. Remember the love of his father. I can't do this. When there's a lot of love, you don't do it. That's why his father loved him more, because either his father knew, he didn't know, the Abish to push him to do that. He's going to need extra love, this boy, because someday he's going to have the same with Arias. He needs extra Torah. That's why he learned more than anyone else. Because someday, that Torah, Dr. Rambam, is the only way out of Arias, is Ligon of Learning, Ralph and the Rambam. That's the way his head was full of Torah. The Gemara says that in the Yom over there, that he was in learning, some Mela. And also the other thing is, it says, all by saying me call Bonov. When you hold from yourself, you're not into this lowly stuff. So he himself said to Ashes Pitifar, and then regardless of my biases, I mean, many, no one bigger than me around here. I can't get involved in stupid things. I'm too big for this. So he was bigger than he was the number one man in Pitifar's palace. And he remembered, you saw all of his years, me call Bonov. Back home, I was also number one. So that being number one, it's often a Chazal, Ben Rabasa and Shmuel Kain Gadol. They were put in a room together. They were captives by Romans. And the Romans wanted them to be Mazana. They didn't have, they were brother and sister, but these two different Roman, they bought these slaves, these Jewish slaves. They wanted to have kids, you know, from most beautiful boy, most beautiful girl. And they poked her brother and sister. They spent all night. They didn't know that's my sister or that's my brother. They were both crying. How can I get involved with this stupid stuff? I'm the son of a Kain Gadol. And she was saying the other corner, I'm the daughter of a Kain Gadol. I can't do this. So it's often a Zachin. When you hold Yisrael Av, it's just Mikal Bonav, the favorite son, you don't do that. Or in any Gadol Babari says that, you don't do that. Isn't that murder? It's striking how you find this all over. So I wanted to tell you, that's why Yaakov did these things. Sure. Anyway, he made mistakes. Rav Matisyo said, look at the mistakes that he's making. Every move. Your favoritism. And the Shvatim, what are you doing? You missed the boat. You don't understand. He's young. You give me a chance to grow up, whatever. Yeah. No. Did they make a mistake? Did Yosef make a mistake? What are you telling them your dreams for? What are you doing over there? Everyone's about to show. He brought Rias and Rashi all over the place. Mistake. Here's another one. Everyone's making mistakes. Abayisai, we all make mistakes. And don't hop a spiteless. The greatness of a human is, despite my mistakes, I'm going not to spoil. Don't be in a spoil for any mistakes. Anyway, I got a phone call today. Now your volume. One of my favorite stories, the Tchias HaMesim story. I'm full of that stuff. I'm the Baal Meifes that the world never saw. You can even ask me. I want to tell you that I got a phone call of Chassid Shingerman. He lives in Borough Park. He had this girl 4 years ago. The girl was born. He describes her to me, a board, a chefza. You know, in Brisk, they say, as a man stopped, that a gabra chefza. Sometimes you can be a chepta. She was a chepta. She was out of it. Deaf, dumb, I don't know. She was zero. She couldn't swallow. She couldn't talk. She couldn't move. She was a lame and a gaylam for 3 years. We're okay? For 3 years. She was, for 3 years, she was unable to do anything. And they said, God's tillim, and they did this, and they did that, and they're gone. So he calls Mandel. Somebody told him about Mandel, the big Balmaitis. So he calls Mandel. Mandel tells him like this, listen here. It's a joke. Don't have a spilus. Lach the geis! But the kid can't move. Don't give me this. Kid can't move. There's an Amish, you know. Kid can't move. Stussen. Lahadam. I was shocked with him. He told me later, this did the job on him. The kayach of your mind can take that little kid and boom, you got a new kid. The kids that he got together, you can put him on a program. Today I checked it out for the Rambam to know. He sat down with his wife a half hour a day. The Kvias Godel, he's a Yekisha type, I see. He's a tighter younger man, a sweetie. Big Ben Taita. So he has a nice large family there. First of all, the family got to be super happy. Super happy over here. We got to be singing all the time around here. Simcha! We got to make that child turn around. Number one. Number two. I said, thankfulness, you sit down, write down every day, different, at least 10 to 15 minutes a day, write down. His wife wrote down, and he wrote down. Bekvius. All different things. And then, 10, 15 minutes, they learn from everything and anything. And then, they learn, they like Tumina Sefer, which they keep going over again and again, b'tachem, 10, 15 minutes a day. Half hour a day, and every day they chaza yesterday's, and every Shabbos they chaza the whole week's thankfulness, all this stuff. And every 40 days they make a suda of a dal. Look how much good stuff Hashem doing for us. They seem to, and the kids, the whole family goes along. Looks like a very happy, warm family. And the kids are, where's the layman of Galen? What does she look like today? She's running! 1 year later, she's not only she walks, she runs. Now she couldn't eat. They have to give her 36 spoons of mashed up stuff to put something in her mouth. She's got a feeding tube. And then everything comes out. She vomits everything. No more of the vomiting business. No more. She has medications that the doctor said for the rest of her life. They took the medication, threw it in the garbage, and she's fine. She does even better. It's a garnish. Lahadam, the whole medications. And she smiles, and she responds. She's starting to babble a little. She's starting to talk a little bit. And she's a happy child, and she loves the music that goes on in the house. A lot of music. And she plays along. Him and his wife are in Gan Eden. I just got the story. Like I've told this story many times, one of my favorites. By the way, tonight, yesterday, I got two phone calls. I want to tell you what the Zeis Chanukah is. The Zeis Rotzen HaChaparayim, Ramat Yisrael Zazang Zanishtak, said, if I'm not mistaken, he's a big Zeis Rotzen when they bring the Sefer Torah there on Shabbos, on Mincha time, when they open the Yom Kippur. Manis Filosi, Lachal Hashem, Zeis Rotzen, the Mispal, the Zeis Rotzen should keep on going even after Shabbos. I do these things all the time. That maybe that's why I'm such a Balmaitis. When I buy a Ne'ila, I say, Eivishta, I want that Ne'ila. Our door can't deal with this. Ne'ila, now, Ice Ne'ila, you're going to leave me in the... Did I use Ne'ila the way I should? It's going to get me also tumult, Eivishta. So please do me a favor. Whatever power Ne'ila has, I want it to come along with me for the rest of my life. That Ne'ila, yes, it's mine forever. Whatever power, like all the gates of heaven are open, that stays. Lanetzach. Every 365 days a year, that's my matzav, Eibush. Do you understand the problem with the American Harries? You know, you made us, you put us in this cheshach over here. We're a little bit all nervous. Did I do it right? Now, you understand. And Eibush knows exactly what I mean. And that's why I'm such a, that's one of my secrets. So my secret's out. You could all use my secret. Now, Zeis Chanukah, I advise you, Zeis Chanukah is not normal. Last year I got my $14,000 today, Zeis Chanukah, right here in Nevada. And I'm waiting this year. What am I getting? I owe not that much. Less than $4,000 I owe. Someone just gave me $300. Should I? We got what? Where they can send it? The checks? Where? My address? 1814th Street. Made out to Barina Yiktiru. B-R-I-N-A. That's Rabbi Lang. Y-I-K-T-Z. How does it go? O-R-U. All right? Barina. With that name, you can't go wrong. That's Rabbi
Lang. Sure.
Guaranteed Yeshua's. Rabbi Yodman, at this Zeis Chanukah, I would like to be Ma'ida. He gears man. Veshenadeba. You know this gentleman is? He has mice and toe here. He talks to me. He doesn't want to get moving. Rebbe. In our chassidus, the rules are, yei the chusid vetarebbe. We don't sit in the back and other chusid, none of that stuff. You're all potential rebbe, so you're ready rebbe's. That's my policy. Okay? This year, everybody in the Kabul, well, not ever. Anyway. So what else? What was I saying? So, Zeis Chanukah is a big Eis Ratzon. It's a merdig Eis Ratzon. Rabashkin, they told Rabashkin on Zeis Chanukah that we tried everything we could and it's over. You're never getting out of here. So Rabashkin says, now I know for sure I'm getting out. And he got out. The chaos of his betoxin. So Zang is in stack. He moved to Lay, such a sweet, halig of menschwot. Klal Yisrael has a Rabashkin. Klal Yisrael is Gliklach. We have a Rabashkin, we have an Udman, we even have a Mandel. Mandel, I'm not bad. I'm not, no, I'm okay. Anyway, I for sure hold like that. Anyway, I wanted to tell you what happened yesterday. I had two telephone calls. Two telephone calls I got. Families. One the father's sick and one the mother. The mother. Built the top and both ICU. It's heavy, heavy stuff. We're talking about this issue and that issue and this doesn't work and that doesn't work. And it's already, the doctor's already said blah, 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 blah. That's all. So as soon as they called me, I says, don't drain me a cup. So I had the whole family conference, you know, they all listen. Don't drain me a cup. Shtus babolim. So get the gold. And today I called up both of them. Major improvements. How do you like that one? Both two different. I daven. They just help. So all my chassidim can do the same thing. We'll get there. Anyway. Okay. Now. Imam getracht azay. I didn't say. Usually I like to say it before I say it in public. But I'll say it solo. The Rambam says. In Hilchos Shabbos. You did something wrong. How do you feel? And right if you did something wrong, something happens to you. I know why that happened. I know why that happened. I deserve it. There are many people going around like that. I deserve it. What can I do? And they go around saying, Abishta, you gave me what I deserve. And you know the Chafetz Chaim. Somebody saw the Chafetz Chaim as late years. He had trouble with his foot. He was in bed. And he used to say, Zekumte, he used to tell himself, you deserve it. Now, we're not Chafetz Chaims, Rabbi Sai. I'm not sure the Eibishter wants you to talk like that. There's a story with the Manchester. A lady was in a terrible accident. And why did it happen? He gave up Sazog, like, well, you were just Machapra in the whole city. Something like that. He knew what, you don't talk to our dirt. I don't know. How much are you going to get out of thinking you deserve it? You're going to stifle or you're going to get even more depressed? I don't, not push it. So I would like to say the following. First, you have to understand, the Rambam was a super psychlog lahavl, elef alfi abdolus. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam says that people, they don't want to be mechal Shabbos. Even by Pekos Nefesh. And he says they're doing wrong. These people feel that the Eibishter made the whole religion is to take the Nekama from mankind. He don't like us, basically. You know this, Rama? It's a murdering Rambam. You know the Rambam? Hot full of a fellow. Hilchot Shabbos. You got to see it. Where he says a person has an innate negative nature. Where he feels, I deserve not to live. I deserve no good. Rambam says that. People feel like that. He says, not true. V'chai b'hem. You should live. No, be Mechal Shabbos. Except for three things. David wants you alive. That's one Rambam. And I want to still to that Rambam, the Rambam Echaz Tshuva. Rambam Echaz Tshuva says that the Baal Tshuva should not think he's matur, maruchik, for Lashainas. Tayeva, what does he say? For Lashainas of Meshukets, matur, maruchik, Hashem doesn't like you, you're a Baal Tshuva, and now he does Tshuva. He's saying you finally did Tshuva. After you, you know, the Velt makes a joke. You know what that means? After you did all the garbage in your life, then besides you became a famous Kaddish Merechim. He's holy from day one. You know, it's a joke. But that's exactly what happens when you do tshuva. You become a Kaddish Merechim. That's not a joke. That's exactly what happens. There's Rambam says, they won't mention a word about what you did. It didn't happen. And you gotta get that into you. It didn't happen. But I did. No. It's off the slate. You ever see a eraser? Shoom. It's gone. I write something else. It's new. You're a Baal Tshuva. And then he says, you're Makuriv. You did. That's one of his Lashonis. You're Ahov. You did. You're Makuriv. You're loved. They love you. And then he says, V'magim Shabbali Tshuva. Ain't tzaddik in the gemurim chaylam lamay. Where a Baal Tshuva is standing, even a tzaddik gomor cannot get near you. You're bigger than a tzaddik gomor. Baal Tshuva is the best person in the world. He's the luckiest person, the guy that messed up all his life. And he was in yeshiva. I remember him. He was a bottling and what he did. Oh, he got older. Finally, he straightened out. Oh, so you finally... I used to look funny. I used to be in from a Siddish Island where a beard was Kedish Kedoshim. And this guy all his life, no, I'm shaving. I see them, that's a push at shaving. Alright. And he got all this, like a less box now, and finally, when you don't care so much about your looks anymore, you know. It's a gray beard and now you finally grew a beard. Very happy, Bubba, but. You're not the real thing. You weren't one of these young guys who put on a beard as a young manchik with a tribal. You finally woke up. You know, your old age, you fade a little bit. We used to see a lot of these people. But when they got older, Mithamol came to shul. Oh, you finally. So they don't have a flavor, those poor guys. And that's exactly why they're better than everyone else. Because they don't have that good feeling, I'm the good guy around here. They feel like I'm the Nebuch. The Nebuch is the winner in our religion, by the way. In our Avad, anyway. The Nebuch is the hero. We're all, but don't look to be a Nebuch. Please, don't be in it. There's only one place I advise people to be a Nebuch. In your house. When your Rebbetzin's screaming at you, it's time to be a Nebuch. There was a Yeshiva. Nechevan Yeshiva, I won't say his name, world famous, big name, big Talmud Chacham, a bomb, and he was a taqif. He was tough. You didn't behave, you came late to a shiur, he wiped the floor with you. He was tough, and a big, massive Talmud Chacham, Skula Torah, great person. And the Bachrim all knew about him and his wife. His wife used to come in, and every move he made, she was on top of him. Right in front of all the boys. You forgot. No, put that cup down over here. No. Yes, over here. Oh, is it good? No. Back. Oh, yeah. Did I do this? No. You always do everything wrong, you know? Oh, is this okay? Ah, such a bottling like you. This is what he went through on a regular basis. And he, in his house, was a wimp first class. The same 2 minutes ago, he was storming at his tummy. Then why'd you come late? I'll get you for that. He was a tough, you know, Barama. He was the real thing. And as soon as his wife entered the picture, he turned into a doormat. And that's the way he conducted himself. Even though he was a Slobodka, he was a Talmud, the Yalta and Slobodka. But the Yalta and Slobodka was also like that. He once said, you have to be like a piece of dust to people. And they stepped over him. The Altman Slobodka could take things out from the body, wasn't spoke from them. He says, you can't imagine how this man had such a Savlonis, he was king. Nobody was like Altman Slobodka, Savlonis. You know what they did to him in Slobodka? They rebelled against him. You know what Talmud once pulled a gun at him? You know that? These Talmidim were tough guys. He pulled a gun. Well, he was out of yeshiva at that point. And he was together with other Haskalah. There was a war going on. The yeshiva guys against Haskalah wasn't pushing. And he came with a band of his new friends who were Gantz Goyim, Jewish Goyim, Nebuch. And they came to Slobodka and they started making chayzik and throwing things and spitting and the rest of us. And the Alta, especially the Alta, because the Alta was the one. And they say, what did the Alta do? He said, Nebuch, Nebuch. He looks at him. In such a short time, you fell so much. You were one. You were so. They say it did something to him. The Alta was brilliant. He knew exactly what to say, whatever. But anyway, the Alta did not get fazed by anything. The Alta was, he made a lifetime thing. Savlonis was number one. By the way, he had the impression, I met the last Talmud of the Alta Slobodka, the Alta from the Vadik, who was Rabbi Yaakov Olansky. And he was on the staff together with the Stipler in Pinsk. He's the other picture. Stipler's here, he's Dave's tidy, he's sweetly here. Talmud the Alta. He told me he had been in Slobodka, and the Alta from the Vadik would give a schmooze. He'd start low, and get higher and higher, and he worked himself up into a. He got fire. He started stepping and shrying, but that was his style. Start low and slowly but surely he got worked up. That was the Alta from the body schmooze. He was a master. They're both masters. You can't imagine how big they were. Whoever went here heard from them was Glicklach for his entire life. These were the biggest kaifas in Gantz Europe. The three Altas is the reason they got Hashem. The Alta from Slobodka, the Alta from Kelm, the Alta from the Vadi. Not shy of how big they were. Rabbi Rucham Yeshayim and Rabbi Chazanish called him the Alta from the Mir. I don't know, whatever. But he was plenty big himself, but whatever. So the Alta from Slobodka started off low. You can barely hear him. And that's the way it stayed. The whole schmooze was very, very low. And the whole, you had to stress yourself out to hear him. And the whole Alta always sounded like that. And he gave the impression that there was something wrong with his voice. I don't know if I should have said this tonight. It's interesting. But I don't know if it's for anybody. I do not recommend anybody get near that mahalach. We first have to, look, he had a Talmud Rav Hutna. Rav Hutna used to roar. You ever hear Rav Hutna? He was the wow. Because first, Alfez, we want to hear from you. Before you're going to start becoming a Gantza Anav, let's hear about you. Now, but Lamaisa, they say the reason the Alta did that purposely, and I'll tell you who else was just like that. Both a Slobodka, Reb Dov Leibowitz was one of his top Talmidim, very close with him. And Reb Henach, I didn't know Reb Dov, but I knew Reb Henach. He was very soft, and Rav Scheinberg, who learned in Chavetz Chaim, was the same way, a low, almost whispering voice. And they say these people did this to conquer Kass, because it's a skula against Kass. Maybe with your wife, it's kedai. But outside of that, that's the way you are, it's a big mila. What are you talking about? It's a big. Anyway, what did I want to say? Now, the Rambam is speaking about human nature. How a person have two Rambams that are strikingly similar, And they're both saying, don't think, don't put yourself down. The Rambam says in two places, in Shabbos, don't think Hashem doesn't like you. Don't think that stuff. Don't think the same thing he says. And then I'll tell you a third place. The third place is in Hilchos Lulav. In Hilchos Lulav, he says the opposite. Hilchos Lulav, he goes along with David HaMelech, and he says, when it comes to a simcha, David HaMelech got out of hand. By the way, you know, the Michlis Eluzah says, Michal Vashol never had children from David HaMelech. So, Frank, Michlis Eluzah, why didn't she have children from David HaMelech? Where's the Mida Keneged Mida? She didn't like his jumping, making himself crazy. She didn't like that. You make yourself a sugar. I don't like that. So her punishment was no children from David for the rest of her life. What does that have to do with that? So Zakta Michlis Eluzah, a woman who can't handle a husband, who's a little meshuggah, can't handle kids either. Is that good? And my shver was a Talmud of Michlis Eluzah. And my shver used to say, Kinder, you used to see the kids jumping around like crazy. Kinder brochen zusammen wild. Kids gotta be wild. He used to say that. He probably had it from his Rebbe. Kinder, some might have anaklosh, and some of my kids are a little nervous about the, oh, look what he's doing again. Jumping all over the place. I've seen my, I don't want to say which anaklosh do this, but I have some anaklosh. When they come here, they're dancing on the roof. Seriously. It's on the other roof. What do? Like a good Zayda. I tell my daughter, I'm having Yiddish and Nachas. Like, how your shmak is bringing. A pleasure. I know from a certain chassidus, the kids were a little bit lebedic, and he loved it. A little chassidic, borderline, not the real thing. It would save a lot of trouble if people would understand. Kids gotta be kids. I'm a Rebbe today, down at an assembly, and I have to keep the kids quiet. And I tell myself, which meshugah is going to sit like this? So when I'm not looking, they're schmoozing, and they're not supposed to, and I'm upset with them, but it's wrong. It's wrong. He's a kid. Let him breathe. I do that to kids sometimes. I tell them openly, I like the way you are. That's the way kids are supposed to be, but I got a job. I got a classroom, but it's ideal. I once had somebody came to my, Happy Hanukkah, Rabbi. Give me a bracha, Rabbi Golombek. Do you know who that is? That's the famous Rabbi Golombek from the hotline, just in case. Rabbi Golombek. Okay, you get that, that's right. Rabbi Golombek, give me a bracha that this Hanukkah, the brothers' brachas, my tefillahs, I want a new connection with Hashem. I want to be brand new. Even better, if it's possible. It's hard for me to be even better at this stage. To be better than I am is Madrigas of Alpha BK. You're masking? Are we gonna stag like crazy? Everyone's sitting here. Everyone's becoming a Rebbe around here. And all those that listen, all about the Rebbe's. And give the Amish to Nachas that he never had before. We, us Harrys right here, are gonna give the Amish to more Nachas than he ever had since Adam Harishon. That's what we'd like to do. We know we're not holding, we are holding, yes, holding Yishmael, but we said a thing, I guarantee you, Hashem enjoys what I just said now. No question, he likes that. Lately, I'm telling people, before you thank Hashem, tell him you love him. Say, I love you. Say it, I love you, Hashem, you're so good. Somebody had a major Yeshua. A major Yeshua. They called me from Europe. And they had a child who learns in yeshiva. And they found him, a boy, at nighttime, looking at, you don't want to hear, things you're not supposed to look at. And I started speaking to parents, and they were crying on the telephone. Can't do it. And the kid's talking, he wants to leave yeshiva, he's going to college, he's living yiddish. He sounded like off the derech. I had one small talk with the boy on the telephone. He sounded terribly depressed. And the mother's angry. He the kid doesn't like the mother. She calls the mom. No, what do you want, mom? I had enough of you, you know. As though the kid told me, Pamela, I can't stop. I tried 10 million times. It don't work. I'm addicted. You know where the word addicted comes from? Aduk. That's where it comes from. He's aduk. I can't do anything. That's the matzah. Okay. Now I'll tell you, I got a hold of the parents and I told them what to do. You heard this story?
Nope.
Yeah, I heard. Okay, listen to this. This is not in the guys. I says, okay. You're good. The husband and the wife were told to praise that kid 25 minutes a day. The husband does it when? What? To the Eberster. Tell the Eberster how great the boy. No, the boy went back to yeshiva. But his head is already somewhere else. He's on the way out. Hashem Yirachem. And so the father, when he goes to work in his car, spends every single day 25 minutes telling Hashem how great the boy is. Now my recipe is, tell the Eberster true things, the real, real compliments. Next, exaggerations, blow it up. And three, downright lies. Lie your head off. Our son is a Rashke Baha. What's wrong? Say it. Just say it. He's a Rosh Yeshiva. Oh, he loves to learn. Yes. He loves to learn. I know someone who did that. Boy, did that work. Instead of kvetching to the Eibishter, he said, thank the Eibishter. He had a kid like this. Yom Valila was gone with, he was, this kid didn't get up, didn't go to sleep. This kid slept, you know, didn't work, didn't learn, he was Shrekless, in the middle of the night, pressing buttons and looking, who knows what he's like. And the parents are going out of their mind, so he came running to me. I says, you listen to me. And he's addicted, and it's a Shrekloch Hamatzah, but he's never going to get married. He's never. I told him, you tell Hashem how thankful you are for this masmid you have in your house. You know what happened to the kid? He already became ice addicted. It's clear. He's going to Minyan, Anayimatsu. Now, so and the parents constantly do it. They told him, keep doing it, don't worry about it. That's called betachin. You have betachin, it'll happen. And you're having ayin tova. Anyway, so what happened with this guy? It's unbelievable. So the parents told me that he was never going to get married. He has therapist after therapist after therapist. He's not getting married. This is the one in Europe. He's not getting married. And he's depressed, and he's angry, and he's out of it. He's a Nebuch. And basket case. And it's like, shame. They did this for 2 weeks. Now, the third thing they did was, when they daven Shemin Esrei, I advise people to thank Hashem for 10 minutes on the clock by Yil Ratzon. I had a lot of mitzvahs with that. There's a Rush Kotel here in Lakewood who has to make thousands of dollars for his kotel. And you're always seeing what a long Shemin Esrei, and he's begging. And this week, he says, lately nothing's happening. So I says, you do this. Stop begging. Thank. For 10 minutes on the clock. A week later, he comes over to me. The money came flying from nowhere. You thank, you move. You say for Akram, say you want to get something quickly, thank. You want to get something, just thank. For anything, thank Hashem. Thanks for the problem, I need it. No more Gehenna, it's great. Thanks for the fingers, thanks for the eyes, thanks, whatever it is. There's plenty to thank you. Anyway, so now they spent time thanking, besides 25 minutes praising the kid. And the nusach that I gave, that the parents told me it was a gold mine. I love you, Hashem. Start with that. I love you. How do you think Hashem feels when people do that? You say it twice a day your whole life. Ya'ahavtas Hashem aleikecha. And you love him. No. You love him? Why don't you say anything about that? Say it. I love you, Hashem. You know that? Rob Galinsky told me. Come inside. Come inside. Jack Daniels is still here. My bottle I left in my car. Come inside. Be mechamer about this. Okay, anyway. Oive. My Olam is expecting big things. Come inside, there's room. They're expecting, there's some chairs. Give some chairs. The Choshev and Bachram are coming in. Bring them all in. Zoyz Chanukah today, whoever's here, is Muftach La Yeshua's Gedolah. David himself is right here. And David says, having Nachas, we're getting together to talk about the Abish. That's what we're all about. Anyway, so what happened to the, what was I saying? Huh? Love you. Yeah, you gotta tell Hashem, I love you, I love you. Say it again and again, say it. Oh, Galinsky Zatzal told me the story. He heard a lady in Russia. She was up in our house in some top floor somewhere. He overheard a lady, a Jewish lady. Hey, Mishter, be good to this with a sing-song episode. Hey, Mishter, how good you are. Hey, Mishter, how good you are. He says, I got to get to the bottom of this lady. He goes upstairs, knocks on the door. Lady answers, yes. Lady, what are you talking about? Where'd you get this from? You know what she said? I had an Avardigah Bacha came to my house. And he slept. He was supposed to go to sleep. And he didn't go to sleep. Instead, I heard him through the next door singing all night long. Hey, Mishnah, how good you are. That was his Musa say, the all night long. He forgot to sleep. You know, the Vardigas, they forget to eat. You know, I've been seeing Brooke once. He was in the middle of building yeshiva. And he suddenly fainted. He walked into someone's house and he fainted. And they revived him. What happened? So he didn't eat for 3 days. So how come he didn't eat? He says, I forgot. Novartigus said, I didn't do these things. You know, they believe that to emulate the big businessman. A big businessman has no time for eating and sleeping. It's a waste of time. A guy that's really doing things with his life does not have time for little stuff. It would cure people left and right if they could do that. Novartigus believed in that. Copy those big businessmen. You're into whatever it is you're leaving, learning, or you're leaving Zikarab. There's no time. Anyway, so this guy didn't go to sleep all night. Anyway, let's get back to by the way, when they did eat, they didn't know what they ate. When they finally did eat, they didn't notice. Oh, you know the famous Maisi Mishul Migra, who was it? So what happened? Right. 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 He ate the plaster. That passes for Navani. That passes. Reb Gershon did with me. He once invited me over to eat with him together. I came into his dormitory room and he was eating. He had soup, he had chicken and some vegetables and black coffee. So, and I had the same idea. And he's sitting next to me and he digs his hand into a tin can full of cornflakes. And he throws the cornflakes in the soup and starts eating. Then he throws another chicken, eats the chicken with the, then he throws it into the black coffee. He starts drinking the black coffee. Then he says, oh, I forgot you! I'm sure. Then he takes a whole bunch of cornflakes and dumps it in my plate. That's the body. You want to join the body? I want to tell you something. You think these people are the happiest people in the world. You know how much stress you have? No, this goes good with that. No, you're supposed to eat this with that. It doesn't go. Peas and carrots, you have to eat it like this or else it's not good. You know, these spoiled kids. Ma, how many times do I have to tell you, don't put the ketchup over here. Put it over here. It doesn't taste good. Ma, I can't eat it. You ever see that? People who are into food, they suffer. When they're into hats, they also suffer. Have a nice hat. Now, I'm looking at the hat like the other piece of junk that I had. I was relaxed. Put it on your head and go. Who cares? I bought a new hat. watch every move you make. It brings you stress. That's a big, big nevadagi. So they hold that Gashmias brings you the stress. There's a Maisa Dalt from nevadagi, one of his big stories. And this man had the king wanted to get a golden table. Someone offered him a golden table. So he asked the Pekeh, should I take it? He says, don't get near that golden table. He says, he didn't listen. He got the golden table. But yeah, he's sitting on a boat and he takes his golden table in. The table slides off and that's the end of the table. And the king had a nervous breakdown. So then the Pekeh said, you see that? We're all like that. The golden table will kill you. In your life, you need this and you want that. Nevadagi is in your family. You're so tied down. You know how many people in the Holocaust, because they couldn't part from the family when they had to. No, I can't. I love so-and-so. Let's die together. You're not supposed to do that. Kip Tarain. Anyway, I remember when we walked through the forest, Reb Shaul Milzatzal, together with myself and with Reb Gershon, we're going to a Beis Abdida, so we have thorns on the road. So we all walked like this, us Americans, going like this. Reb Gershon walked right in. He ripped through his pants. He couldn't care less. And ripped his foot. No, they didn't care. He's a free man. You see that? Now you need a training to be like this, because you're in America. You know how much stress you have by... aggravation. You know, so they work on it. They're great. They learn how to make a chizik, heat and cold. If you work on it, you're a happy person when it's freezing out. By the way, I went about 4 winters with 0 coat. I was in a spal anyway, and I didn't miss it. I didn't need the coat. I was davening. It didn't need. I decided, bug off with that stuff. Yeah. And I didn't. I'm honest, didn't miss it. And all my friends were getting colds. And I, well, how can you get a cold? And this guy sniffing. This guy got fever. This guy got the flu and got the shmo and that did this. And I'm going like a chlach. I'm going short jacket. This, you know what I used to do? I used to stick around my class. It was freezing inside. The window was open. I said, oh, it's so hot. And I would purposely, I had reasons for doing these things. Anyway, here I am. They decided enough. It was better. It was already like, it looked funny. I was in Milsa de Tmiya. You know, so you're not supposed to be like, do crazy things. So I decided, okay, let me wear a coat for the so the Olam, the Tyrus Olam, that I shouldn't look strange. I promise you it's a true story. I wore the coat 2 days and I caught a fever. You know why? Because I was under the rules. When you work with the rules, okay, now I'm going to be a nasty guy. Then the rules are in charge. If you're hefty, you're different. They treat you different. I want to tell you something. This is a fact. Everyone knows it. I heard it all over the place. I'm not talking about Corona. I don't want to chop these guys. They're going to kill me. Half the guys are going to lose half my customers if I chuckle with. Corona is a very sensitive. They say, Shmartem, I'm not Chasu Shom, you get Tchar. For whatever you do, you mean L'Shem Shemaim, I encourage you to keep it up. Or whatever it is, but it's sensitive. I say Mashiach will come when the Fruma Corona guys and the Friar Corona types decide that we want to. Let's get along, Stanza. You have a mask. I don't have a mask. We're still friends, right? Yes, yes, yes. We're still friends. Anyway, you have your sheet, the my elu, the elu. It's all right. Veshamei's hello. We'll work it out. But the thing is this. The what was I talking about? The what? Yeah, the flu. There were signs all over Lakewood. Get your CVS. Get your flu shots. I didn't say this. I heard this again and again. The only guys that got, I know what flu, who, what. The only guys, make sure you get your flu shot. The only guys that caught the flu were the guys who took the shots. Am I right or wrong? Ask anybody. The guys who took the shots caught the flu. People were saying, I didn't make this up. What's the pshat? When you think certain things, you bring it. You go around all day being afraid. Like the parking, like the ticket I got. After 10 years, I didn't get one ticket. Because I was bald. I don't want to tell you what I did. If there's any cops listening, I'm in trouble. But I'm not that bad. But I'm not like everybody, you know. But the only thing is, in Howell, no one would dare do it. Because the Howell cops are notorious for catching you. And my wife used to go crazy. And Dafka Howell, I speed. Yeah, don't bother me, the Howell business. I was fresh out of Novartek. I'm not spoiled from tickets. I'm not getting no tickets. For 10 years, I didn't get one ticket. Safe driver. Until one day, I had someone in the back of my car. We went to a chasana in Muncie. And the guy did nothing but talk about tickets. The entire trip. He got a ticket. Oh, there's a speed trap. Watch out. All he talked about a whole way. He was a backseat driver. And he was talking about tickets. On the way back, I got a $500 ticket. And I did, at least if I was over, you know, I went nothing. It wasn't even a fair mice. At least, yeah, I'm enough of a chevron. You get at least get me when I'm guilty. But did it? So where's it come from? Although you're worried and you talk about what if this happens, every time you say that, you're asking for trouble. Anyway,
you started feeling nervous from when he was talking about you. You had a cheder, or just the
now. I hold,
even if you weren't
scared. It's part of your culture already. You're already part of one of those. You don't chop. Rabbi Slobodka speaks about it. Everything you hear, something happened there. You don't just hear something. It goes something's happening in your system you don't even know about. Now, I'm getting back to this family, this bacha. That they were saying, first of all, they were thanking Hashem. The lady got on the phone. I didn't think it was the same person. I couldn't recognize. She was a bundle of simcha. 2 or 3 weeks the most after doing this. It was a new world. She was crying. Her son didn't want to speak to her. He was depressed and angry. And now he gets on the phone. Simcha Tzuma. He's a new person. He had announced, I'm planning to get married. All the therapists that he dealt with all had instant heart attacks when they heard that. He actually wants to get married. What happened to him? Now this is 2 or 3 weeks of praising the kid. And he's a total different kid right now. And praising the kid behind his back. The father and the mother independently. 25 minutes each. And thanking Hashem. And before they thanked Hashem, they told me, we love you, Hashem, first. Before you thank, mitzvahs chaner chanukah chaviva hi ad moed. You gotta love it. Love Hashem's mitzvah. So you may hallel v'idoye, but while you hallel v'idoye, you gotta do it. Say, I love you, Hashem. You gotta love Chanukah. Let's bring Chanukah into the... You gotta start thanking. It's not easy. I'll tell you one of my favorite stories of this guy who calls me up, Rabbi Mendel. A year ago, I had zero panasa. I lost everything. He gave me one bracha. 24 hours later, I'm flying high. And a whole year, I'm doing beautiful. So I asked him, what are you coming to me now? So he says, I just lost my money again. So now he's coming back. But I told myself, if people do that with the Yebishter, it's not a mahalach, you know. You have to learn to thank for your hearing, for your seeing, for every little thing that's going on in your life. And you have to try to stop being negative, even though it's not being, what does it say? Rishoyim Malayim Charotas. What if Charotas is a good thing? Rishoyim Malayim Charotas, if you did something wrong. Don't knock yourself. Listen to the Rambam, the way he says people are negative. Don't knock yourself. You know, when people don't have a mazel, they say, something wrong with me. There's something wrong with your kid. Something wrong with me. Something wrong with the business. Something wrong with that. I did Averis. Something wrong with your situation. I'm no good. That's Yetzer Hara. You know what you do when something goes wrong? Tzadikim get yeshurim in this world. I'm one of those. Something goes wrong, I'm just like Yisrael Dino. He had trouble with his kids. I'm like one of those. You have something wrong. Whatever it is, David HaMelech had yeshurim from top to bottom. Yeshver is fighting around with you. Just like David HaMelech, Yeshver threw spears at him. I'm one of those. That's what you got to do. Positive! Anything goes wrong because all these other guys, Davis, they're not big enough to get yeshurim. I'm a tzaddik. I'm big enough to get yeshurim. Why they should make me such a quiet guy and people don't respect me so much because I'm much mechashev. These Nebuch guys, that I'm the, you have yeshurim, pull yourself up. And when you fall, I heard this in the Vatic for Rutnam, and they said it. Sheva yipal tzaddik become. That's the derech. You fall, so what? I'm getting better. I'm a tzaddik gomer. You have to see yourself in a good light. I walked into a place. They're making fun of me lately. As soon as they see me, they start singing, Yahamin, Hayamei, Melech. I look at it, okay, here we go again. So I have to listen to this stuff. So they start singing as I say. By the way, the first time it happened to me, as a Rebbe, I'm teaching for 25 years. And finally, after 25 years, Talmidim started singing, Yahamin, finally I got it. What I'm looking for so hard. It's a little covered from these 9-year-olds. So covered means a lot. Doesn't matter. Any age, just give me covered. It's fine. And if they're mavazi, that kid doesn't like me. He's only 9. But if kids don't like you, that means you're no good. Isn't it true? You don't have that. Right here in my office, I have people coming in. Twice, I have parents. The kid kicked the mother right in front of me. And bitter. Twice I was given an emergency phone call from a family where the kid, a 5-year-old kid, beats up the parents. You know that? And I came, I did my job. Anyway, the kids finally recognized my greatness. My 9-year-old kids, I'm so proud of myself. They finally know who I am. Rabbi Mendel, they like him. That means they like him. Everyone likes him. And if they don't like you, you're dead. They don't really like you. I didn't do well. They don't like me. 5-year-old doesn't like you. That's traumatic. You know, I once took out a girl years ago when I was a bacha. And the girl was crying. She became big in chinuch later on. But anyway, she said, you know, she goes to teach. She cries. She teaches second grade in the afternoon. And the kids, they don't like her so much. Every night she goes to sleep, she cries her eyes. I don't blame her. But, you know, I once asked Reb Gershon to do a prat. No prat in the body. You got to go against your nature and accept bizyanus, whatever. How about if I went into a classroom and I had a crazy classroom and walked in there for two, 3 weeks? Would that take care of the guy that, you know, the bizyanus? He says, it's a great idea, but you won't be able to hold out. Reb Gershon told me that. The greater that you won't be able to hold out. Schnooks! Who are they? Their opinion. No, the kid doesn't like you. That's a sign that you are no good. You know what a mature adult should feel? To go over here, oh, you don't like me? That's wonderful. You know, who cares what you think? You know, 2 years ago, we couldn't make a bracha in your presence. You know, and I still, Theta Reach is still there. Oh, your opinion. I hear. You don't like me. That's so interesting. The kids don't like him. And they, what, you ever see grandparents? I'm human. I hope the Anna class, you don't like me. It's so good. And parents, they're going to sugar. I've seen parents go over to kids begging them for a little love from the 5-year-old. They need love from him. You know, you like me, don't you? Not so much, mommy. Ma, you're not doing such a good job. I read all about the way parents are supposed to be. You're off. You don't know how to deal with me. I'm joking. It's not such a joke. But the kids, they sang for me, Yom and Ali May Melech. So I was so happy. You know, the kids liked me. That's great. The next day, this is a true story. I didn't make it up. The next day, I hear them singing in my classroom, Yom, and I wasn't in there. What's going on? So I asked someone in the hallway, who are they? Say, for the Mora. They're singing for the Mora. Yeah, oh, man, I'm the Mora. The Mora is old enough to be my granddaughter. You than a young lady. But today, I promise you, today I saw that kids are starting to sing it to me. You know, 9-year-old. They started, two kids had to speak. It's a Hanukkah assembly. So they're all getting together. Hanukkah assembly in the whole school. And two kids were two of the very sweetest kids in the whole school. Real tzaddik and these kids there. But little, so cute kids, you know. One's in seventh grade. All right. He got up to speak, and the whole class started. Yah, man, ah, you man, man, like faces. So please don't see me that anymore. I'm past that stage. I don't need it. You can think for yourself. But I'll tell you something. They say Rabbi Miller, when he came into a place, they sang that. He walked out. He walked out. He didn't like it. But I will tell you, I went to a kiddush a couple of weeks ago with my friends. These guys are my age then, or almost my age. They're officially from my chevra. And I came in there. Oh, Mandel. They know I'm a ganzer Rebbe, you know that. They make fun of me a little bit, you know. Rebbe. Whatever. So, they started singing Yom and Al Yimei Melech. And started dancing around. So I danced together with them. And then I said like this. Listen to me. They're singing that nigga. If you, I pointed to one of them, would believe that they mean you, and they really mean it, you really deserve it, you'd stag much more. And you should hold that we taka mean you. And I want you should feel they mean you. And you should feel they mean you. And really mean it, not stop everything's a joke in America. If they sing it's Vashkocha Pratis, the age that holds from you. Then everybody would stag a belt. Rabbi Sai, you should have a happy Hanukkah, rabbis.
Fushlam for Yosef and Sarah.